To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a red sunset fading into the horizon over an unknown location comes to us from an unknown Facebook friend who shared this scene on social media back on July 24th, 2020. Hey, if that's you, let me know and I'll update the blog to give credit to where credit is deserved. Well, it's Friday and it is the last day of March 2023. And I don't know about you, but it seems like the month marched by on a triple time pace. Tomorrow's April 1st, and that's no joke. The month flew by so fast that I forgot to give credit where credit was due to the Lord and celebrate my 8th sober birthday, as I really repented and started to trust and follow the Lord with my life back in February of 2015, when I went into recovery. Oh, add that last phrase. There we go. What? You're 2 months off then, right, MT? Well, no. I don't count the beginning of my recovery. I count my sober life and true freedom in Christ by the day of my only and last relapse. Relapse may be a part of recovery, but it really doesn't have a place in freedom. So I humbly admit that while my recovery journey started in late February, I relapsed in March, but was so angry at myself for throwing away what amounted to 2 weeks of sobriety that I prayed to the Lord for forgiveness and the strength to never drink alcohol again. And the Lord has been faithful to deliver me from the addictions that were firmly entrenched in my life for over 25 years. And he has continued to increase my freedom by giving me victory over sexual immorality and by increasing the fruit of the Spirit in my life ever since. And now the Lord has called me to lead others to freedom through a new recovery ministry at Star Point Church starting in May. With all that I have received from the Lord, I am humbled and excited by the opportunity to serve the body of Christ and to help whoever I can to find their freedom in Christ. So, happy belated 8th sober birthday to me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. You know, one of the things that have led to my continued victory and freedom in Christ is my daily spiritual practice of prayer, gratitude, Bible study, and journaling in this blog. So let's keep the victory parade marching on by confidently walking into the 33rd day of Lent and the 33rd day of our current series, The 40-Day Journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link that's on the blog. Anyway, we begin day 33, and Bonhoeffer writes, "Every act of self-discipline by a Christian is also a service to the community. Conversely, there is no sin in thought, word, or deed, no matter how personal or secret, that does not harm the whole community. When the cause of an illness gets into one's body, whether or not anyone knows where it comes from or in what member it has lodged, the body is made ill. This is the appropriate metaphor for the Christian community. Every member serves the whole body, contributing either to its health or to its ruin. For we are members of one body, not only when we want to be, but in our whole existence. This is not a theory, but a spiritual reality that is often experienced in the Christian community with shocking clarity, sometimes destructively, and sometimes beneficially." End quote. And the biblical wisdom they pair with Bonhoeffer's passage is Romans 12:4-5. And the Word of God says, "For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. And we move on to the questions to ponder. And the first one is, what do you think Bonhoeffer means by an act of self-discipline? I can't be completely sure, of course, but I think Bonhoeffer means the acts of a Christian disciple when he speaks of acts of self-discipline. Those acts would include forsaking sin, crucifying the flesh, prayer, Bible study, worshiping and serving at the local church, being a good steward to what is entrusted to us, being responsible, being honest, being accountable, solving problems, communing with the Lord, and helping others. If we are disciplined in these areas, we are walking in the Spirit. But please don't see this list as a to-do list of rules. To be effective, these disciplines must be motivated by love for God. Otherwise, they are the acts of self-righteousness that may have much to do about ourselves and little to do with God. Our faith isn't about being good. Our faith is about being His. And the next question in our study is, how can an individual sin harm the whole community? Compromise and sin can spread period. Because Brother Joe is doing it, I can do it too. Greasy grace, or cheap grace, as Bonhoeffer would say, causes us to absolve ourselves of any wrongdoing and to continue a lifestyle of sin. The negative consequences of sin are far-reaching individually and to others. Thus, an individual sin can harm the whole community. And the next question is, what are the implications of Bonhoeffer's assertion that we are members of one body, not only when we want to be, but in our whole existence? Bonhoeffer's statements are point to the fact that we are forever changed when we come to faith in Christ. We are new creations through and through, even if our behaviors, attitudes, and actions would make us wonder. The implication here is that people categorize their lives to be a quote-unquote good Christian on Sundays or when they feel like it, and will decide to be quote-unquote normal people the rest of the time. But our new lives in faith don't afford us a double life, and the things we think, do, and say reflect the body of Christ at all times because we are now in Christ. So we should want to be who we are in Christ and live according to it at all times. And now we move on to the psalm fragment of our study. The psalm today is Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. And the psalmist writes, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And that's a personal favorite because it's part of that psalm gets shared in the Freedom in Christ course because it's all about repentance. You know, Lord, is there anything wrong? What am I thinking? What am I doing that doesn't align with you? What ways that I think are quote-unquote normal are actually wicked according to your word? And what ways can I, you know, walk in the way you would have us walk, in the way of the everlasting? So, yeah, it's all about repentance. And, you know, it's got to be a heart, you know, like, Lord, know my heart, test me and know my thoughts. You know, so it's not just the outward expression of what we do. It's also what we think and how we feel that the Lord wants to be part of there, or that, you know, we want to surrender to the Lord. So, got to love Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Let's see, we move along to the journal reflections today. And the first prompt is, reflect on your experience in your community of faith. Does it feel like a living body of which you are a member? Explain. My community of faith is a lively, Bible-believing body of believers. Our church provides lively service to worship the Lord at, sound biblical teachings, and opportunities to serve in the church and in the local community through various ministries. It feels like a living body, but like many large churches, there are many members of the body that only attend services and who seem rather disengaged when it comes to worshiping the Lord at those services. Unfortunately, quote-unquote spectator Christians are present in every community of faith. And while it is a blessing to think that so many people at the local congregation are members of the body of Christ, I fear that a good portion of those attending church services may be shocked when they are exposed as false converts when they meet the Lord. So seek out your salvation with fear and trembling and make sure that you are in the faith. If your faith hasn't changed your life, you might want to ask why. And the next prompt is, how might you better serve the whole body? I think the best way you can serve the whole body is to seek the Lord and make sure you are part of it. When you seek the Lord and find Him and discover who you are in Christ, your love for God will compel you to find your purpose in Christ, and that will best serve the whole body, as we will be doing the Lord's will and not our own. And today, for some reason, there's no intercessions, no intercession prayer for day 33. I'm not sure how they do that. They every once in a while, there's no intercession prayers. I did do the math. We are on track. I didn't miss anything, so it's not there. However, day 40 will be the Saturday before Easter, and so we're right on track to walk right into to walk right into Resurrection Sunday after this study. I'm not sure what I'm going to do after it, but we'll see. Anyway, there is a prayer for today, and so we'll pray it. Holy God, thank you that you have made me a member of the body of Christ. Help me keep healthy that I may not harm the whole body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that ends the 33rd day of our study of the journey, 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As I stated, you can check that devotional out at the Bible Gateway link that we have on the blog. And as always, we also share other resources. As today, we will continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God as we've entered into Chapter 12, The Value of This Doctrine of the Sovereignty of God. And today's, he's sharing all the, he's now considering the value of the doctrine in detail. And he's sharing the first point, that it deepens our veneration of the divine character. If you want to know what A.W. Pink means by all that, you can go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post. You'll see encouragements at the end of today's blog post to join our Victory Over the Darkness, the Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ series of discipleship classes that we offer at the MT for Christ 247 podcast. Those are also on the MT for Christ 247 YouTube channel. We put them out there because we hope it'll help someone. As I've stated earlier, I found my freedom in Christ, and we really find it when you repent of your addictions. Like, you're really trusting the Lord now. And He's faithful because He gave me victory and He's given me freedom, and I'm walking in it. I was listening to Michael Tyler's Walking Free earlier, and that song's, a good song, and it's true about me. I am walking free because of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage people that even though we're in a quote-unquote normal world and we're just normal people, that God has made us extraordinary through our faith in Jesus Christ. He's made us born again. He's given us new life. And if we're not feeling it, we're probably not living it, and we may not know what God has said about us and what's true about us in being new creations in Christ. So if you're friends on Facebook, I'm sharing the Who I Am in Christ list on one of my Facebook posts, so you can check that out. If you wanted to friend me, it's MT Clark on Facebook. I believe the link's on one of our links pages on the blog. If you want to see all the areas where we are out on social media, go to the links post on the mtforchrist.org blog. We also encourage Bible study, and we'll prayerfully do another Bible study this Sunday with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. And so if you want to check those out, they're also available on the blog and YouTube channel under Bible Study with the Sincottis. And you get video of that, so if you want to see us, you can. Anyway, I guess that's it. I mean, thank God it's Friday. I'm looking forward to this last day of work coming to an end, and then I can go up and spend the weekend with my wife at our countryside home. And so I'm looking forward to it. And I invite anybody who's local to join our Freedom and Celebrate Freedom Recovery Ministry that will start in May. Basically, it's going to be following the Celebrate Recovery lessons, but it'll be peppered with my personal testimony and materials from Freedom in Christ. So, unless we have to call it something different, and we did Celebrate Freedom was a ministry that I had at my old church. So we're just taking it on the road, basically doing the same thing. So we invite you to come out or recommend someone if you're in the Capital District of New York. We're in Clifton Park on Wednesday night, starting in May. So that's all the plugs, and let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, thank you for 8 years of sobriety and, you know, the life that you gave me that began before that in Christ back in 2010. So we're 13 years old now in the faith and 8 years old, you know, in terms of, you know, freedom over our alcohol and drug addictions. And we're a few years, sexually pure too. And it's all because of you and all because of the grace you've given us and the encouragement you've given us to follow you all the days of our lives. And so, Lord, we pray for anyone who's listening that this can happen to you too. And we encourage you to keep walking and talking with God. We pray for the Lord to bless you and come alongside you in your prayer request. Lord God, we've just... all we want to do is represent you in your kingdom, Lord, and enjoy the abundant life that you've given us. So help us today by going before us, opening our eyes to the things you want us to see, and leading our paths in the ways that we should go. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.